Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Tuesday, June 18th, 2019. And getting into the bottom half of the month here, coming up on the 4th of July. We have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. So let's just dive right on into it here. Trump has ordered 1,000 more troops sent to the Middle East and to respond to Iran's aggression. Now, when they tried to claim that Iran attacked these two tankers, they originally backed it up with this very grainy black and white video, and everybody said, that doesn't show us really anything. So, miracle of miracles, all these many days later, the Pentagon comes up with sharp and clear color pictures that appear to show the same people and the same patrol boat, although pointedly there is nothing on it that identifies it as Iranian. Could be from anywhere around that Gulf region. Could be a rental. Could be a tourist boat. And so they're putting that out there and saying, see, see, but I think the fact that they've waited this long, it raises the possibility it's all staged. Two things I find particularly suspicious is the claim that they found a piece of the limpet mine still stuck to the hull of the ship, which was not visible in the grainy black and white video, and there's an Iranian palm print on the side of the hull. Well, until they actually identify who the palm print belongs to, it's ridiculous to say it's Iranian. But they're upping the ante. They're trying to up the ante on the proof that Iran was behind this. And, you know, at this point, I don't think anybody's going to believe the U.S. government because they've botched this one, just like they botched Assad's sarin gas, just like they were caught lying in Saddam's nuclear weapons. Gulf of Tonkin, USS Maine, USS Liberty, RMS Lusitania. We know we have been lied to over and over and over again by this government to trick us into supporting wars, and I think we've all had it. And the brazenness of the lies doesn't change a thing. It's still a lie. Okay, article coming out of Sputnik News. The oil tanker attacks in the Gulf have U.S. fingerprints all over them. So Sputnik is out there saying that this was done by the United States, and they may well be right. They start with a quote from Spanish philosopher and novelist George Santayana, who said, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." And the gist of the article is we need to remember that past. We need to remember how we were lied to about the Gulf of Tonkin, how we were lied to about a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, how we were lied to about the Lusitania not smuggling weapons to Great Britain, how we were lied to about Pearl Harbor being this tremendous surprise. And again, Saddam's nukes, Assad's sarin gas. Yeah, we're being lied to again. We're absolutely being lied to again. Over in Iran, they're saying that war is inevitable if the United States continues to keep the sanctions against Iran. And this was Saudi Arabia's Al Arabiya reported yesterday. And according to Diogo Hosseini, a senior analyst at the Center for Strategic Studies, said that if the American people really don't want to go to war with Iran, the U.S. president should abandon the current course of policy in regard to sanctioning Iran. Otherwise, rising tensions automatically will drive us to an unavoidable war sooner or later. Well, that's the whole point of the sanctions, to goad Iran into being ready for a war, which the U.S. believes it's going to win. So, basically, Hosseini had also said last week, as long as America's economic war against Iran continues, Iran does not give any guarantees that the tools it will use to counter this economic war will be merely economic tools. So the rhetoric is ramping up. And again, that's what the U.S. has been doing against Iran. Pull out of the P5 plus one deal, throw the sanctions on there, throw more sanctions on there, and just ramp up the pressure. And by the way, something you need to be aware of. Already in the corporate media, they're using the phrase, the Iranian nuclear threat. They're going back to that propaganda that Iran is building a bomb. And they cannot wait to use it on the United States and Israel. Well, let's say hypothetically that Iran built a bomb. They're not going to do anything with it. They'll put it in a museum someplace, or they'll march it down the street in a military parade. But one bomb is not an offensive weapon. It is a weapon of deterrence. And that's why all these countries want nuclear weapons. As weapons of deterrence. They don't want to start a nuclear war flinging bombs back and forth. They want to be left alone. And that's what Iran wants. Just leave us alone. Let us work on what we're working on and run our country the way we want to run our country. And that's it. But you need to remember that with all the IAEA inspections leading up to the P5 plus one deal, nobody ever found any evidence that Iran was actually trying to build a bomb. Iran was making reactor fuel rods for its power station, and it was engaging in commercial products like medical isotopes, industrial destaticers, and other peaceful uses of nuclear technology, which it's allowed to do under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So Iran's been playing by the rules all this time. It's the United States that went rogue by pulling out of the P5 plus one, by threatening Iran to surrender its rights under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty under threat of military force. One of the obligations of the United States under the NNPT is to go into Iran and help Iran build their nuclear facilities, which is a really good way to make sure that Iran is not building a bomb factory under their power station the way that Israel did under Dimona. Go on in there, help them pour the concrete foundations, help them lay the piping and the wires. But the U.S. didn't do that. They just wanted to sit back and say, oh, we just know you're building a bomb factory. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And story coming on out of the original antiwar.com, basically saying that Trump really has a lot of reasons to avoid a war with Iran. And the first one, of course, is it threatens that Strait of Hormuz, through which a third of the world's seaborne oil travels. It could trigger a worldwide recession. It could threaten Trump's re-election. It will widen the forever war, which Trump said he was going to end. And if war comes now, it will be forever known as Trump's war, because it was Trump who pulled the nation out of the Iran nuclear deal. According to UN inspectors and the other signatories, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China, Tehran was in perfect compliance with its terms. So, okay, according to UN officials, the U.S. is planning a tactical assault on Iran as punishment for the attack on the Japanese tankers? Well, first of all, it's worth pointing out that being Japanese tankers, it's really none of the United States' business, and the owners of the tankers are not convinced Iran had anything to do with it. But any excuse to start dropping bombs, and apparently the word that's coming on out is there will be a massive bombing campaign limited to a specific target. And I'm going to take a guess here and say they're going to go after those centrifuges that are buried inside that mountain, which means bunker busters, possibly nuclear. All right, starting on June 27th, Iran's uranium stockpile will surpass the limit set under the nuclear deal. And they're, right now there's a limit of 300 kilograms reserve of enriched uranium, and in 10 days' time, they will pass that limit. That was based on Articles 26 and 36 of the nuclear deal, and will be reversed once other parties live up to their commitments. In other words, Iran is saying, we're willing to go back as long as everybody comes back to the table playing by the rules. Iran is saying they may also increase uranium enrichments up to 20% for use in local reactors. The 2015 nuclear accord caps the level of purity to which Iran can enrich uranium at 3.67%. And again, before everybody gets hysterical about the nuclear weapon threat, the Iran nuclear weapon threat, uranium has to be enriched to 95% before you can make a bomb with it. So, anyway. James Corbett came on out with an interesting little article and video, basically talking about the four times the U.S. threatened to stage an attack and blame it on Iran. And this included Zbigniew Brzezinski, who wanted to stage a terror attack and blame it on Iran. Gary Hart came on out warning Iran about another Gulf of Tonkin. Seymour Hersh was out there talking about Dick Cheney's plan to stage an incident. And apparently, in the Strait of Hormuz, there was an incident where an American carrier almost blew a couple of Iranian speedboats out of the water and would have started the next war. It was averted, thankfully, at the last second. And apparently, the incident was overblown. There was a vice admiral in charge of the fleet in the Strait of Hormuz who said there was no concern. So they wanted to use that one to cook things up here. There are going to be more false flags. There's absolutely no question about it. Next one's going to be really spectacular. Next one, they're going to blow up the whole ship and let it sink. Okay, over in Israel, the Israel Supreme Court is backing the demolition of 13 buildings that are nominally under the control of the Palestinian Authority. These are 13 apartment blocks built in Area A of the occupied West Bank, but which now lie inside the root of the illegal separation wall. So Palestinians are saying the ruling sets a precedent that will enable the demolition of thousands of buildings in the West Bank. So the court sitting as the High Court of Justice backed the state's argument that the buildings do not have the required permits and thus can be demolished. The buildings contain roughly 100 apartments, 20 of which are already inhabited. The rest are under construction. So they're going to knock those things down. Now, everybody's always asking, we know Israel has nuclear weapons, how many? And the numbers are all over the place. But according to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, they're saying their analysis is Israel is believed to own between 80 and 90 nuclear warheads, which is a lot. It's enough to cause a great deal of mayhem in the area. So by the start of this year, nine countries, the United States, Russia, the United Kingdom, France, China, India, Pakistan, Israel, and North Korea possess as many as 13,865 nuclear warheads, of which 3,750 are operational, and an estimated 2,000 are being kept in a state of alert. That really is enough to blow up the planet a couple of times over. Apparently, Israel is getting very, very nervous over the fact that Hamas is increasing their naval capabilities. Basically, they're able to navigate up and down the coast, and apparently during the 2014 war, they were able to infiltrate the Zikim Beach. And so Israeli reports are concerned about Hamas naval commando units and the new strategic capabilities they've developed on the seafront. So we'll see if they're going to do something about it, but they very well might. Okay, a little bit of good news. Over in Saudi Arabia, there was this Saudi teenager facing the death penalty after being arrested at age 13. He will not be executed following international outcry, and he could be freed within 3 years. Murtaza Quararas, now 18, had been sitting in pretrial detention since his arrest in 2014 for taking part in the Arab Spring protest 3 years before. He has now been sentenced to 12 years in jail, including time served. So that's an additional 4 years that was suspended because of his young age. So good for him. Angela Merkel met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and appeared to, well, she sort of reminded everybody of Hillary Clinton. She was visibly unsteady and literally shaking when she was trying to stand there. And the two leaders were listening to a band playing the national anthems of the two countries. So she couldn't just leave and sit down. And she started shaking and swaying around a little. And especially on the video, it's severe. So now people are wondering, does she have health issues as well? Could have just been exhaustion, but it didn't look good at all here. Another blow for the F-35. Apparently, Germany, France, and Spain have signed a deal to develop a joint European fighter jet. The so-called Future Combat Air System that will be operational by 2040. And the framework was agreed upon between the defense ministers of each nation, with French President Emmanuel Macron in attendance at the Paris Air Show in La Bourget, just north of the French capital. And the arrangement will also include a joint air combat system that could also control drones and satellites. A rather amazing toy. Okay. Getting on back to the much beleaguered F-35, there's another issue that's come up with it that is discouraging potential customers. And it has to do with what's called the Autonomous Logistics Information System. And this is something that comes with the F-35. It is nominally a spares and training management package. It tracks the state of the airplanes, interfaces with onboard diagnostic systems, and then orders the requisite spare parts as and when needed. However, if you can get access to ALIS, it gives you an instant and incredibly detailed picture of whether an F-35 squadron is capable of flying and fighting or not, and naturally some countries are not happy about that. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, Republic Broadcasting needs your support. And it's serious. We need your help. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. All right, getting on back to this cyber attack on Russia's power grid that was reported by the New York Times. This drew the ire of Donald Trump and raised the question of, was this just a bluff or did it really happen? And they didn't want the Russians to know. In any event, using the U.S. precedent, where the U.S. said a cyber attack is an act of war, Russia is saying that, yeah, your U.S. cyber attack on Russia's power grid is an act of war, but we're not going to do anything about it because we were able to basically defeat it all. So basically saying the U.S. attacks were thwarted. Playing with fire here. Okay, Xi Jinping of China has scheduled a summit with Kim Jong-un in North Korea this week. And Xi Jinping will visit North Korea to meet with Kim Jong-un. It will be Xi's first visit to North Korea and the first time China's leader has made such a trip since Xi's predecessor, Hu Jintao, visited Pyongyang back in 2005. So China's CCTV said Xi will arrive on Thursday and depart on Friday. The Korean Central News Agency confirmed the visit, but had no details. A spokesman for the Chinese Communist Party said Xi accepted a personal invitation from Kim, possibly issued when the two met in Beijing in January. So we'll see what happens on that. China has also affirmed their continued support to Syria in bilateral relations and expressed its interest in developing and invigorating relations in different spheres. During the meeting, the two sides discussed the historic relationships binding the two friendly countries, underlining the necessity of enhancing coordination and cooperation between them on different levels to upgrade them to the hoped-for level by the two countries' leadership. Basically, what they're going to be doing is bypassing the United States. Okay, let's see. This summer, the Army is buying these mini drones. They're called the Black Hornet. They weigh 1.16 ounces. They look cute as all get out. The Army has bought 9,000 of them and will be handing them out to Army soldiers in Afghanistan. And apparently, there's a standard package that comes with the control and two drones that is being issued to Army units. So every Army unit is going to have its own air support. Looks like it'll be cool. I imagine it does a lot of things the little hobby drones don't do. Turning to our domestic politics here, we're looking at this story that came out of Breitbart. The Obama State Department, an Obama State Department official, introduced Christopher Steele to the Clinton Foundation executives. And apparently this happened while he was an official at the Obama State Department. Staffer Jonathan M. Weiner facilitated a meeting between anti-Trump dossier hoaxer Christopher Steele and the senior director of a firm that did extensive pro bono work for the Clinton Global Initiative. So bit by bit, we're seeing how this all came together and how it was all assembled. Meanwhile, the State Department has come on out admitting they've identified at least 30 separate security breaches during former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. And Chuck Grassley is out there saying at least 15 State Department employees were responsible for 23 violations and 7 security infractions related to Clinton's server. So we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones here to Layla in Canada. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Two things that are actually related. Your list of all the past deceits omitted the creation of Israel. Now, a lot of people today are saying that the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza is the only crime that Israel is guilty of. As Santayana said, if we omit the past, if we don't remember the past, then we're not only, I'm going to paraphrase and take a leap from there, not only are we doomed to repeat it, but we're even more vulnerable to be more greatly distorted because of it. The very creation of Israel was the greatest fraud perpetrated on the planet and on humanity in hundreds of years, if not more. That is what I call the original sin. Now, that sounds biblical. Yesterday, Dustin mentioned that people don't seem to understand why I refer to biblical times. I'm not a religious person, but as Santayana said, that's where the whole problems of today began, with the distortion of the biblical theme, which Israel used as its excuse to be created as a state. when actually it was a political and military intervention that created the state of Israel. They only used the Bible because people were still religious in those days. And so that whole fraud, what I've been trying to do in my illustrations of biblical references is to prove that the Jews of today are not even remotely related to what is written in the Bible, and even what is written in either the Old or New Testament is itself greatly redacted, revised, and edited, much like
yes.
Grimm's fairy tales. You know, if you're going to use Grimm's fairy tales, might as well use that as a justification for destroying an entire nation. What troubles me is while everyone is lamenting and sympathizing with the sufferings of the people of the West Bank, and especially the people of Gaza, they have completely forgotten about my generation. I was born there. I was alienated from everything that should have been mine. I never met any of my relatives. I've only found them recently, some of them, on my DNA website. And when I took the side of Trump in the campaign, I lost. I became alienated even from them because they know the horrors that Truman perpetrated under the influence of Louis Brandeis and Felix Frankfurter, who had the U.S. in a stranglehold because of their money that was brought over from Russia. Everywhere,
yes.
This gang of Jews, we talk about MS-13 and all the modern gangs. The only trouble is that the gang of Zionists is so old, hundreds of years old, that they're much larger and they're global. Their tentacles are everywhere. But they are a gang, and Israel is the headquarters for the gangsters of Zion. That's what we have to remember. The very creation of Israel is the biggest sin of all, the biggest crime, and we have been paying for it repeatedly, repeatedly. Everyone talks about how ingenious they are and how they have IQs. Bull. They are the stupidest, most bumbling idiots, and Netanyahu was an example of it. And the fact that Netanyahu has been able to fool the Jews proves how non-high IQ they actually are, because Jews have been lured in by their greed to comply with the plan that was outlined in the protocols of the Elders of Zion. That was the first essential, figuratively speaking, book burning. They destroyed the Jews destroyed Russia. They destroyed Germany. They've always had Britain in their clutches. And because of the control over Britain, they controlled the entire Commonwealth and all the other countries that were influenced by the Commonwealth. So when I talk about the Bible, it is not because I'm a religious fanatic, because actually I'm not. Having come from there, I know how very unholy that land is. But the people of Bethlehem were the first ones that actually were converted by force,
yes,
into Christianity. I mean, I look back at it now, and I remember when I kept hearing people saying, "You are Arab, you are Christian, you are Palestinian." I mean, I remember it was said almost like a drill, a dogma, for fear that if you don't say that, you're going to be punished. When I've asked questions as a child challenging the theory, I would be told, cut your tongue, because no one dared. And you have to remember, everyone talks about the Arabs as if they're one monolithic being. They're a bunch of people who were always killing each other, not for hundreds of years, but for thousands of years. And you see that now in the divisiveness that's coming up between the Saudis, who stole so many lands belonging to different nomadic tribes who were more peaceful. Now, they were peaceful in that they didn't try to conquer territory from others. Much like the native tribes of America, they used to live in harmony in any way that they could with the land. Yes, they would kill one another, much as the tribes of North America did. That's how human beings have always lived. They have lived in bands and have recognized that their survival and sustenance came from the earth, so they did not rape and destroy the earth. But the Zionists have absolutely no compunction about destroying the earth, destroying humanity, because they've got everything already packed up in their satchel somewhere, and it, probably in Dimona under the nuclear plant. And if America's greatest complicity is allowing Israel to get where it is, the Europeans as well, and their stupidity, the Germans, and bowing down their heads and saying, yeah, mea culpa, mea culpa. Your ancestors, you who still consider yourself Germans, were victims of those Zionist thugs, and so were the Russians. And that is why Putin is so careful. That is why he walks very carefully from one side or the other. Not because he's such a wise or good man. It's because he knows that he dares not go against this all-powerful cabal. So I'm sorry that I've let loose what I have been dying to say openly. The Holocaust was engineered. There's a movie out that's called Three Identical Strangers. It's about how there was a Jewish adoption agency that intentionally separated Jewish children, Jewish twins at birth, and then monitored them. They experimented with them. Look for the movie. It's Three Identical Strangers. Look for that movie and then ask yourself, were those medical experiments that were conducted by the German Nazi doctors actually Germans, or were they in fact part of the Zionist cabal? They have used humanity as an experiment. The one thing that has to be done, Europe has got to wake up. Its own survival depends upon putting an end to the stranglehold that Israel has over the world. Now I've said about as much as I can. Thank you for allowing me to say as much as I have. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Layla, thank you very much for the rant, for the vent, if you will. We're going to let you go and switch over to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
I'll say it again. But anyway, I was just wondering if you heard about Pompeo going down to Central Command and talking to those generals down there.
Yes.
The way I heard it, the president was, or the DOD, whatever, was getting some pushback from the generals on their plan to invade Iran. And
yeah.
They sent Pompeo down there for like a enforcer to go and tell them what's going on and tell them they better get in line. But hopefully the generals will educate Pompeo a little bit when it gets, or if he might have been down there and he's already back. I don't know.
But, well, I watched his speech after he had his meetings with CENTCOM, and I got the distinct feeling that he did not get what he wanted, that he was out there trying to save face and, you know, look like everything was still hunky-dory. But I got the distinct feeling that he did not get what he wanted.
Well, I was encouraged by the fact that he might have gone down there because he was getting pushback from the generals. So that was encouraging to know that the generals are, you know, not just going to go along with this unless they really have to. You know, they're trying to educate these people.
Well, from the point of view of, looking at the situation tactically, the U.S. military is already mired in quagmires in Afghanistan. We're still having to garrison Iraq. We're still stuck in Syria. And none of this stuff is going very well. Iran is going to be a major, major effort, especially if it's a ground war. Now, right now, as of this morning, they're talking about a massive airstrike on a single target as revenge for the attack on the Japanese tankers. But an actual ground invasion starting at the border with Iraq and proceeding across Iran toward Tehran, that would be a major, major problem.
Well, it's another point. If they're going to come in from Iraq, there's a lot of Iraqis that are Shias now that sympathize with the Iranians. So
yep.
You got the Mahdi army, and you got, you're going to have some resistance there in Iraq while they're forming up for that invasion across the border.
Yeah.
And who knows, the Iranians could put troops in there knowing, you know, that they'd be welcome. And as the U.S. Stages for an invasion, the Iranians could very well put troops in there at the invitation of, you know, the Iraqis.
Yeah, because I remember the government of Iraq has officially refused permission for the United States to use its territory to launch a war against Iran. So that could get really kind of ugly. And there aren't too many other places where the United States could launch a ground invasion from, he said, bringing up Google Earth.
Well, when I worked at, had a project up at headquarters, Marine Corps in the Pentagon, we had a drill on an amphibious assault on the eastern part called Chabahar, because there wasn't mountainous area we can get a landing. But I'm sure that's all going to be mined, and, you know, it's not going to be that easy. And then, of course, you know, I was thinking, you know, would they use 101st and 82nd Airborne Division to go in, you know, in an airborne area, because, you know, there's a lot of mountains in there. And, of course, they'd have to use a lot of helicopters, you know, for air assault, too. But I don't know. Maybe we better talk to Peter. He probably knows a lot more about this than I do.
Yeah, that might be a good thing to do. Well, I'm looking at the map here, and, you know, a ground assault could go in from Turkey, assuming that the U.S. mends its relationship with Turkey. They could go in from Afghanistan, or they could mount a naval assault from the Persian Gulf. Or they could just basically go in and call in an airstrike on Tehran. All right, well, listen, Terry, we're going to let you go. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to switch to Jeff in Nevada. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. I was just thinking about watching this happen with Trump. After Trump had a previous tweet that said something like, Barack Obama is going to get us into a war with Iran so he can stay president or something. I forget what it was, but he was like mocking the fact that, like, oh, who would be so stupid to go get us into a war with Iran? And here he is doing exactly what his Zionist masters tell him.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, like, okay, remember that video with was it General Wesley Clark? And he's like, I saw this paper that we're going to be in war with six countries in the next 5 years or something. And the last one was Iran. Remember that video?
Yes, I remember that video.
Okay, so that piece of paper, was that like, am I getting my dates mixed up, or was that like PNAC? Was that Project for a New American Century?
A little after it. PNAC was 1990s, and Wesley Clark blew the whistle on the war plan. I think it was in 2003.
So do you think that was, I mean, of course, it didn't come out on the same day, but, I mean, who wrote this thing, or who, I mean, is it just like just straight up a bunch of like billionaires in Israel, or who's the like actual?
No, this was an official U.S. Department of Defense policy document, and that is apparently why Wesley Clark was so upset, because it was just talking about hauling off on and invading a bunch of Middle Eastern countries that hadn't done anything to us.
Have they declassified this document?
I don't believe so, but we certainly have seen all the countries that are being invaded, and apparently Venezuela has now been added to the bottom of the list.
And I did see that, where we're now trying to start a war in Venezuela. So is this, I'm just trying to get my power structure pyramid all in order here. So then is it like the, I don't know, bankers that has shared Zionist interests that are probably majority Zionist, and it's also having to do with Petroler, or all these things I know must tie in at some point, but I don't know. What is the big picture here? Who is,
well, the big picture for that document that Wesley Clark had was for the U.S. to capture control of all the oil-producing nations in the Middle East and then shackle that oil to the U.S. dollar in order to keep foreign demand for U.S. dollars high. And that was basically the agenda back then.
So do you, when Trump walks into office, they sit him down. They say, hey, look, Trump, if you don't do exactly as we say, or at least this, that, and this, you're going to be dealing with hyperinflation, and you're just not going to be able to even stay in office. The whole country's going to fall apart unless we create artificial demand for violence for the petrodollar.
Maybe they did that. Maybe they showed him the Kennedy assassination. Maybe they just said, you know, you're president, but it really is kind of a figurehead job, and we're going to give you some instructions here. Anyway, Jeff, need to let you go. Need to take a break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, hi. On that previous caller, Project for New American Century. Basically, here it is. The neoconservative glorification of the free market is mere rhetoric designed to placate the businessmen who fund them than reality. In fact, the neoconservatives favor not free enterprise, but a kind of state capitalism within the context of a global apparatus of the World Bank and the IMF. These people are Trotskyites, you know, like they, I think you probably read this as like the Americas should rule till the end of history.
Yes.
You know, that's what these people, that's their belief. Like, you will not change these people's outlook at all. Like, you talking to them, you'll never, just like with the neoliberals, the same thing. You're not going to change.
They're fanatics.
Yeah, they're fanatics. That's what you're up against. And Mike Pompeo, like him going, I mean, you need a million troops to invade Iran. We ain't got a million troops. It's not going to happen. I mean, if Britain's along for the ride, it still ain't going to happen. It's just, it's a logistics nightmare. It's very rugged terrain and area. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I mean, and you can bring in a lot of helicopters, but, you know, the IGLA and, you know, like the RPG will take care of those, like, the, you know, like it happened in Syria, so, I mean, in Iraq. So, you know, I don't, the invasion thing, I just think is just more propaganda. You know,
well, I mean, it's no secret. You know, first of all, let us not forget the lesson of Vietnam, that you cannot win a ground war from the air. That was the lesson of Vietnam. And it's no secret that Israel wants Tehran broken up as a regional political rival. So something is going to happen. And it may not be a total ground war across Iran. It may be a decap strike. But something is going to happen. And again, the UN is saying the U.S. is getting ready to carry out a massive bombing raid on a specific target as punishment for the attack on the oil tankers.
And also, Mike, don't forget Saudi Arabia and the UAE, because they are big players in this whole bunch of crap, along with Israel, the United States, and Britain. France,
yes.
And Germany, you know, I think France had their run with Syria and that failed, and you know, but you know, going back to the Project for New America Century, that's, see, this thing has been delayed now, you know, like Syria didn't go well for them.
No,
you know, it's been this whole thing's been dragged on to, it's the same with Russia, Mike, after the 90s, like look at Russia since Putin's been in, that's why they hate it, like look at how much progress they made, you know, like the time to go after Russia would have been after like collapsed. You know, like it's too late for that. You know,
yes.
You're not going to attack the Chinese. You got to be crazy. I think Iran, like, you know what, Mike? I think Iran at this point, because it's been so many years, it's going to be very hard to do anything to Iran. Just because, even with the sanctions, because they have progressed so much since the original Project for New American Century outline, you know?
Yes.
So I just don't think they're going to do no invasion. Yeah, an airstrike possibly, but I don't know. I think Mike Pompeo left this, you know, left probably angry.
Yeah, I think he did. Anyway, like Dustin, we got to let you go. We got to do a station identification. We'll be right back.
Regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting.